Wasn't it a major security breach for the United States, just the fact that the balloon came into the airspace no. and flew over the country for so many days?
No, look, the total amount of intelligence gatherings going on by every country around the world is overwhelming. And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, anyway, it's not a major breach.
And
that is the leader of the free country, everybody. That is our president, who doesn't think a balloon spying, whatever you want to call it, traversing over American airspace for 3 days is not a security breach. And then at the end, he can't even answer the question and just mumbles and blah, 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 blah. No, it's not. No. This is the leader of the free world, and this is our lot in life here in America. This is what we have to deal with. But regardless, welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. Great show we have on tap for you this week. I asked, and if you haven't been to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page, do so, like it, share it, because you're going to get things like this now. I'm trying to be a little bit more interactive. I just went online and I posted, hey, looking for show ideas or something to that effect, and I got a great amount of responses. Some right on the post, some just emailed me. So we're going to go over what you, the listener, wants to hear on the Paranormal Patriot. And we are going to start the show with, of course, what everybody needs to hear about is this earthquake in Turkey, Syria, and the Turkey-Syria border. This is horrific. This is horrible. I don't care what you think about those people. If you don't feel for these people, you have no heart. 25,000 people have lost their lives. I'm not talking 25,000 people who have died and were injured. I'm talking 25,000 people have died, with tens of thousands more that have been injured. That is horrific. You look at the pictures, you look at the video of the aftermath. These people were sleeping in their beds in the middle of the night when this monster earthquake hit. The building codes that they have in Turkey and Syria, they're not even close to the regulations we have here in America. These buildings just crumbled. They crumbled. They collapsed on top of these people. These people didn't have a chance. The earthquake is horrible in itself. But there's something going on that I've been looking into, and I had a listener just really throw up a red flag for me, and I was watching the hockey game today. The Red Wings played the Vancouver Canucks. They won 5-2. Awesome. And every third or fourth commercial was, well, I won't get into it right now. I want to talk to you because Danielle is the listener that wanted to hear about this, and I want to talk about this because she said, it's kind of funny how Turkey and Buffalo, New York had earthquakes. The East Coast has got some fault lines, and no one realizes how it will turn into an absolute meat grinder in the event of a disaster. And she's absolutely right. We look at the New Madrid fault line. We look at the San Andreas fault line. And we're always looking at that for the big one. There are big fault lines on the East Coast. And a lot of these run through a lot of major cities. And when that big one hits, it's going to be, in Danielle's words, a meat grinder. But here's what I don't understand. Now, I'm not going to corroborate this story, but there are conspiracy theories going out online that this wasn't a natural earthquake. This was perpetuated by HAARP. I'm not going to say yes or no that that is true. However, what I'm going to tell you is I received an email from a listener from Ohio by the name of Catherine. She said, Tom, I love the show. I liked the Facebook page and shared it with a couple friends. But I wanted to tell you about what my daughter brought home from school today. My daughter is a sixth grader in her school, and her teacher gave her a piece of paper, and she was instructed to give it to her parents. And she handed it to me, and I asked her, what is this all about? And she said, Mom, I don't know. I was just told to give this to you and Dad, and you guys would know what to do. Tom, it was what to do in the event of a disaster. Why are the schools handing out little pamphlets and little leaflets and little assignments on what to do in the event of a disaster? And I have to admit, that's a legitimate question. Why are schools handing out this paperwork? So I went online and I did some internet searches for, you know, disaster, schools handing out disaster plans or something to that effect. There's nothing on there. So you go to social media and there are quite a few posts about people that are receiving these letters from the schools that their children are in, what to do in the event of an emergency. And I'm not talking about, you know, a tornado. They're talking nuclear war. They're talking earthquake. They're talking power outage, EMP, stuff like that. What is the government know that we don't know? And now I'm going to backtrack. I'm going to circle back like Jen Psaki and talk to you about during the hockey game I was watching today, every third or fourth commercial. Now, it was on Bally Sports. I've got the app, and they have essentially three advertisers, apparently. They have the COVID-19 vaccination. They have Adopt a Teen. And they have an advertisement from the government on what to do and how to make a plan in the event of an emergency or a disaster. And I'm thinking to myself, I understand you have to be prepared. And if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a bug out bag ready, do so. Get a plan and get a bug out bag. Know where you can bug out to. Or know how you can fortify your homestead. But I'm thinking to myself, why are they pushing this? And it's not just on Bally Sports that I'm seeing this commercial. And it may be I'm looking, you know, once it comes on, it's like, whoa, that's odd. Where normally, if I wasn't being inundated with people telling me that their schools are sending what to do in an emergency, and I'm looking on Facebook and everybody's talking about disasters, maybe it wouldn't be such a red flag, but it's out there. And I'm curious as to why. Is there some truth to the HARP theory or the conspiracy theory saying that HARP has created the earthquake? I don't know. If that's the case, that's scary, because the governments of the world, they can just push a button and say, or call somebody and say, turn on HARP. Let's rattle. Let's rock and roll this place. I mean, how do you defend against that? And why would they target Turkey and Syria? And that's a good question. And the Cosmic Dreamer over here chiming in says, well, isn't Syria and Turkey kind of rich in oil? That might be the case. Let's just destroy their infrastructure so we can bring on the new Green Deal. Push it forward. Well, you know, we don't have any oil. We've got to go to green. We got to go to windmills. We've got to go to electric cars. I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility. I mean, let's just put it this way. The conspiracy theorists lately, they've been spot on. It's the ones that are denying these conspiracy theorists that have been wrong. Most of what the conspiracy theorists have said has been true. Remember when Hunter Biden's laptop was a conspiracy theory? Nope, that turned out to be true. The COVID vaccine. Well, that's turning out to be true. COVID itself, that's turning out to be true. Joe Biden's dementia, that's turning out to be true. I mean, what? The list goes on and on. At this point, I would just disregard what anybody says in the media and just look for your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorists. Hey, what's your thought on this here, tinfoil hat guy? That's what I'd go with. So take the theory you want. If it's a natural earthquake, it's horrible. If it was a HAARP-induced earthquake, it's scary. But I would like to know if any of my listeners' kids or if anybody has seen an abundance or an uptick on the amount of ads or the amount of people talking about what to do in a disaster. Because this is kind of leading me to believe that they know something's coming or they're going to perpetuate a false flag incident. Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Or contact me and send me a comment on the Paranormal Patriot Podcast Facebook page. And again, if you haven't liked it, like it. Share it with your friends and have them like the page and listen to the show. It's a great idea. Everybody's doing it. Just ask me. I'll tell you. So we're going to move on. These topics are going to be boom, boom, boom. We're going to go bullet point to bullet point to bullet point. Mark wanted me to talk about sudden adult death syndrome. Now, sudden adult death syndrome, or SADS, was not around 2 years ago. That was not a thing. They want the media, the government, the health industry in general would like you to think that this is not something new. This has been going on for a while. You know, you're just looking too deep into it because you want to find something wrong with this COVID vaccine. Well, that's not the truth. Yes, people would drop dead on the drop of a dime every now and then. But we are beyond the every now and then right now. People are dropping dead. And I'm not talking about elderly people. Let's talk about the young adults, the 18-year-olds, the kids in college, the athletes who are in prime optimal shape are dropping dead. Hell, there are kids walking from their apartment or their dorm to classrooms in college, and they're dropping dead on the way there. There are athletes that are just collapsing. We in Owosso here just had a veterinarian get a booster. He was boosted for the third or fourth time, and a day later, he died of a massive stroke. That is not a coincidence. When these doctors are doing autopsies, and they're finding horrendous, huge clots in these people. I think I mentioned the story about the young child, the one-year-old child in Washington State, where they wanted to do a blood transfusion on their child. He had a medical condition, and the hospital wanted to do a blood transfusion, and the parents asked what I asked twice when the doctors asked me if I wanted a blood transfusion. They asked the same thing. Can you guarantee me that the blood going into my son or the blood going into me is going to be non-vaccinated blood? They couldn't do it. So the mother and father said, no, we don't want a blood transfusion for our son if you cannot guarantee us that that blood is non-vaccinated. The hospital went and did it anyway. 2 days later, that one-year-old child was dead. When they did an autopsy, they found a blood clot that went from the knees of the child to the heart of the child. The coroner was quoted as saying he's never seen anything like it. And that is a common thread. Insurance companies are noticing that the amount of people dying just out of the blue from heart attacks and aneurysms and strokes is off the charts. And there's one common thread here. It's been happening since 2021. And what happened in 2021? The COVID vaccine came out. There is a thing called sudden adult death syndrome. It is new. And it is caused by the vaccine. The government, the health industry, and the media do not want you to know that. There should be lawsuits coming against the states, because every day I am seeing the state of Michigan, and I'm sure it's in every state and every other country listening to this show, they are still pushing that vaccine. Hell, my state is pushing vaccines for children 6 months or older. It is atrocious to think. We have all of this evidence now. There is ample evidence that people are dying, and when they do autopsies, their hearts are inflamed. These children who have never had a heart issue, had had great hearts, are dying or becoming very, very sick with myocarditis. How many times did you ever hear that word prior to 2021? How many times did you hear myocarditis? Inflammation of the heart, severe inflammation of the heart with fluid surrounding it. You never did, because it was about 1 in 100,000, 1 in maybe 500,000. It was very rare. Now, it's 40 out of 10,000 people are getting this. And it's since 2021. What is the common denominator? Occam's razor. The most logical explanation is probably the right explanation. The most logical explanation, if you look, we didn't have to deal with this prior to 2021. Then 2021 hit. People started getting vaccines. And once people started getting vaccines, if you go back and listen to my shows, you will hear me talk about the fact that people are going to start dying in 2 to 5 years. We are now just getting into the 2-year mark. So it is ahead of schedule. People are dying left and right. How many times do you see posts where people are like, hey, I just got my COVID vaccine, I'm still standing, and they're dead 2 days later? I see them quite a bit. Granted, I'm on friend, or I have friends, and I'm on some pages that kind of look for that, but died suddenly. There's a reason that is trending. It's because people are, quote unquote, dying suddenly. People that have never had any health issues, people that should not be keeling over from a stroke or a heart attack, they're dying. And people just want to turn the other way. They don't want to know the truth. They need to know the truth. But again, these states that are pushing this vaccine propaganda down our throat, when they know that there is something inherently wrong with this vaccine. It's doing something to human beings. But yet we're still going to push it. And these doctors that are pushing it, they need to be removed from their position. They are breaking the Hippocratic Oath. They knowingly are breaking the Hippocratic Oath, because you cannot be a doctor and know that this vaccine is not affecting people. If you don't think it is, if you really don't think it is, then you are in another world. You are in your own little dreamland. The evidence is right there. And you can say, oh, Tom, a lot of these deaths could be because of COVID. No. COVID, now, yes, there is such thing as long COVID. I'm dealing with long COVID. I have it in my head. However, COVID will kill you or it won't. It's not going to attack the heart months or years after contracting COVID. It just doesn't work like that. It's not a coincidence that these people that are dying are within a month, or not even that, the most is a month after getting a booster. Now, the COVID vaccine in itself is bad, but it seems that these boosters are what is causing people to die. And why not? You're just injecting a spike protein, more of a spike protein, into your body, which is causing inflammation of the heart. It goes to the organs. It goes to the reproductive systems. I mean, you are going to see, well, let's talk. The amount of miscarriages and stillborn babies is through the roof. It's like 300 to 400% increase. You are going to see an abundance, a huge number of women that are becoming infertile, that will not be able to reproduce. Is this the long-term effect? I have a hard time thinking that the government can think that far ahead. I mean, the government is like, what have you done for me lately? I have a hard time thinking that they can think that far ahead, that they would say, all right, let's give them this vaccine that's going to make them sterile so they can't give birth and reproduce. Therefore, it will dwindle the population. I mean, the length of time that it would take to do that, these politicians aren't going to be around, so they're not going to be able to reap the benefits of their control. These politicians, they want instantaneous. They want to be able to reap the benefits of their policies that are taking control over us. That's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe you think differently. Again, contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Or you can go to the Paranormal Patriot Podcast Facebook page, like it, share it, and chime in. Either way, let your voice be heard. Okay, when we come back, we're going to continue with the listener-supplied stories. We're going to talk, I'm not going to get into it, but I will ask that you sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. The Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. The convention will feature two packed days with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, and so much more. The weekend pass for both days is only $100. If you can only make it one day, it's only $55. If you want to add on special events, it's only $25 more. And to go into the haunted halls and magical marketplace, it's only $5. Again, the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Saturday, November 4th, Sunday, November 5th, 2023. Mark your calendars and be there.
I left him in the summer, but I think I was wrong, 'cause I wondered all winter if we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more than just flowers in the spring. Wish I could take it back, think I said something I don't mean. Seasons changing, I miss you so. Time keeps moving, but it feels so.
Okay, before we get into the next portion of the listener supplied topics, Cosmic Dreamer was over here and he said you gotta talk about this. So in England, this is the lighter news, and who is making these decisions for McDonald's? So the story is, a McDonald's in Cornwall, England, placed a McCrispy advertisement at a bus stop. The problem is, that was next to a road sign pointing motorists towards a crematorium. One woman whose mother-in-law was cremated at the crematorium last year told the outlet, "Although I can see the funny side of the advertisement, it is tasteless, and I'm sure some grieving family members won't like it when visiting the crematorium for a funeral and cremation of a loved one." In a statement to Business Insider, a representative of the Chicago-headquartered McDonald's chain said the company was not aware that the McCrispy bus stop ad in question was so close to a crematorium road sign. "In light of concerns raised by Cornwall Live, we have asked for our advertisement to be removed." Now, some online users found the ad's placement to be darkly comical. One wrote on Facebook saying, "My parents are in this crematorium. My old man had a brilliant sense of humor, so I'm sure he would have chuckled at this." Someone else wrote, "Well, it got him plenty more notice, didn't it? Bad placement without thinking, I don't think so. I only recently lost two loved ones, and to be honest, if I'd seen that sign near the crematorium, I would have smiled. I don't find it offensive at all." Meanwhile, another user said, "Thank God it wasn't advertising Burger King and being flame grilled." It wasn't immediately clear how long the sign had been up and when it would be removed. This isn't the first time that McDonald's has been subjected to backlash over an ad. In 2017, McDonald's apologized after an ad showed a boy asking his mother about his dead father. As the mother in the ad described to the child what his father was like, the boy appeared visibly sad over the apparent lack of similarities between him and his dad. However, the day was saved when the mother and son stopped at McDonald's and he orders a Filet-O-Fish. And she says, that was your dad's favorite too. A Filet-O-Fish? Who eats Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's anymore? That in itself is a bad ad, but then... Who is the ad company for McDonald's? This is bad. But that's not all. In 2019, McDonald's in Portugal apologized for using the slogan Sunday, Bloody Sunday in a Halloween campaign for its ice cream puddings. It appeared that the chain decided to celebrate the Halloween season with a 2-for-1 offer on the strawberry dessert, in a nod to the early U2 song, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason U2 made that song. The song was written and it's a true story. The song was written because British paratroopers shot demonstrators at a civil rights march in the Bogside area of Derry, Northern Ireland in January 1972. 13 men were killed, and subsequently a 14th man died of his wounds. Who is running the ad campaigns for McDonald's? Listen, anybody who has an ad advertising company that listens to this show, go to McDonald's and say, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to run a McCrispy chicken sandwich ad next to a crematorium. I'm not going to run Bloody Sunday. Who is running this stuff? And who's letting this go through? How many heads have to roll before McDonald's looks at this and says, well, we were wrong? I just wanted to lighten it up a little bit. I thought thanks Cosmic Dreamer for throwing that out. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. So let's move on. We talked last week about the quote-unquote spy balloon, which I'm not convinced is a spy balloon. The Democrats and Joe Biden are making their rounds just applauding the fact that they shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean, even though it traversed our country and was over every major military site in this country. We'll shoot it over the ocean. You know, let it do its job. I can only imagine Xi Jinping calling Biden and say, okay, it's over the Atlantic Ocean, you can shoot it down now. And Biden's like, okay, boss. I can see that conversation in my head. But there are rumors now that the United States shot something down over Alaska, or just over Alaska, in the last day or two. Now, my first question is, why can you shoot that down, but you couldn't shoot this balloon down? And secondly, why is nobody telling us what this is? Because now people are running around saying, hey, we just shot down a UFO. I don't think we shot down a UFO. I honestly don't think we have the technology to shoot down a UFO. But the object was described as a metallic unmanned object the size of a small car. It was tracked for 2 days and averaged a speed of 25 to 40 miles an hour at 40,000 feet. That's not a Chinese balloon. That is, who knows what that is? Is it a drone? 25 to 40 miles an hour? Even if it's a balloon, that is awfully slow. I don't think it was a UFO. I don't think it was a balloon. But why the secrecy? Or is this just them trying to divert our attention and say, hey, look, we can shoot this down. We're going to shoot this down now. Was there actually anything to shoot down? I don't know. Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4 at charter.net or the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook. Contact me either place. Now, lastly, we're going to get into a subject that infuriates me. And this one kind of hits close to home because we're going to talk about our schools. and what is going on in the schools that our children are going into. And this comes courtesy of my great listener, Justin. He sent me, and, you know, I'm going to look. I don't even know if it says what podcast this is from, but let me check here. This is from Justin. And basically, this podcast, it was a member of the Corona School Board. Now, my kids went, and I have a child that goes to Corona Schools. This is a school board member, and I was unaware. I was told by the board member and by the principal that this trans BS about the bathrooms is done, over with. We're not messing with it. Now, this board member is telling us different. Now, let me see if I can find. Oh, there it is. It's a podcast, and I'll give a little advertisement to this podcast. The podcast is called the Bushels and Barrels Podcast. And Justin, this was an awesome find. Great job. He wants to know what I think about this, and I'll tell you, because this is going to piggyback another story that made news that shouldn't have ever made news, but we'll get into that. So I'm going to play the audio. The gentleman is not talking, but it's an email that he sent to the Bushels and Barrels podcast, and the young lady's going to read it. I'll let you listen to her, and then I'll give you my thoughts. Now, before I let you listen to it, I do want to say she completely slaughters the name of the town and the high school. It's called Corona. I think she says Corona or something like that. She completely slaughters it. That's fine. But it is Corona Schools. So listen to this.
Jeff.
Where's Jeff from?
Corona, Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
Is that? Okay. Hello, we enjoy your podcast. I am on the school board for a school district we live in, Corona, Michigan. We are currently writing a policy about transgenders using different bathrooms. Our schools have both boys and girls bathrooms along with private bathrooms. There is a group of parents that think that children are being discriminated against if they have to use the bathroom assigned to them by their sex, not the gender they prefer to use or have to use one of the private bathrooms. The policy we are writing generally states that the student, in parentheses, depending on the age of the student, 18 or older, in parentheses, or parents have to have their birth certificate legally changed with the state that they were born in. After that, we would allow them to use the bathroom of the sex that is on the new birth certificate. This person would use the bathroom of their new sex. They would have to be alone in the bathroom if they chose a public bathroom. This also goes for the locker rooms they would have to change before or after the rest of the team. The ACLU has stepped in and said that they have an issue with the policy. First problem is they feel it is still discriminatory. The second problem is the cost and the time spent trying to get the government to change the birth certificate. In Michigan, it will take a few hundred dollars and a minimum of 6 weeks to get their certificate changed. Some southern states are very difficult to get this changed, and some countries won't change birth certificates. Sorry for the long email, but I was curious if your school board had a policy regarding transgender and how your school handled the issue.
So first off, I have talked to the principal. I have talked to members of the school board and asked them what their stance is on the transgender policy. And I was flat out, to my face, lied to. I was told, we're not doing anything. We don't want to get into it. Well, now, according to quote unquote Jeff, there is an active trans policy. And I got to tell you, listening to what Justin sent me about this, I like the way that this podcast thinks. Bushels and Barrels podcast. I'm going to promote them. I'm going to get a hold of them and say, we need to collaborate. They make amazing points. I've said it all along. I know Corona Schools. I know how these schools are designed and where everything is. You have male and female bathrooms. You also have family bathrooms. So the general idea is these quote-unquote trans students, and now I want to make it 150% clear, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're a lesbian. That's your decision. That's what, you know, depending on if it's a decision, if you're born with it, I don't know, but that's what you are. But the trans community is less than 0.01% of the population, and they seem to be controlling the rest of the children. How is that even possible? How does that big of a minority get to dictate the policy? How is that even up for debate? And the reason for that is twofold. The government wants to make it an issue because they want to pander for the LGBTQ or whatever the hell it is. They want their vote. But secondly, this falls onto the parents. This falls on the parents. If I have kids that are gay, fine. I accept it. That's who you are. I don't love you any less. We move on. However, if I have a child that's trans and that child wants to change the rules for everyone, I have a problem. At that point, I say, listen, you have a penis. You have a vagina. You have to use the bathroom for the sex you were born with. And I don't fall into that group where, well, I declare myself as a Z or a they. There's no such thing. Biologically, scientifically, for the last two freaking years, we've been told, all we keep hearing is follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. Until you want to talk about trans. Because then you can't follow the science because, well, you know, a boy with a penis is not a male. A girl with a vagina is not a female because they don't identify as that. Well, the science tells you that that is the case. Biology, basic biology, third grade biology says if you are born with a penis and you have testosterone raging through your body, you are a male. If you are born with a vagina and you have estrogen raging through your body, you are born a female. There's only two genders. You don't have a they. You don't have a Z. These are made up pronouns in imagination land. There's no such thing. It's like these damn furries. You're a human being. That is the species you were born into. Sorry, God didn't place you into the body of a cat. Maybe in your next life. But the Cosmic Dreamer, who should be on the mic here but is not, is just kind of in the background right now. He said, huh? Oh, he's in a front row seat. Okay. So he made a great point. He equates this whole trans thing, this whole pronoun thing, is to a game of tag. You're running around and you're running away from the guy that's trying to tag you, and he tags you. And rather than you being it or you being out, you just turn around and say, I don't like this. I quit. Change the rules to fit the game so you can win. That's exactly what this is revolving around. But this goes back to the parents. Again, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're lesbian. But if you are trans, you are not changing the rules for the rest of the community. How many school districts do not have a family bathroom? They only have male and female bathrooms. So either logistically, they're going to have to allow, if they play sports, to go into the locker room to dress either before or after the team, their teammates. No big deal. But if you don't have a family bathroom or a unisex bathroom, then you have to have somebody escort that child into the bathroom for two reasons. One, you know, being trans, it's still not going to be cool. They're trying to make being trans cool, but it's not going to be cool. You're going to get your ass kicked. If you are in that bathroom alone and you have a couple kids come in and you're in the, if you're a male and you're in the female bathroom, you're going to get some girls beating your ass. Get the frick out of here. Or let's look in Virginia. What happened in Virginia? You had a quote-unquote trans student who dressed in female clothes sexually assault a girl into the women's bathroom. Do we really want to open up this can of worms, Corona? Do we really want to go there? because that is what's going to happen. You don't think there's going to be at least one kid in the school district that says, wait a minute, I can go in the girls' locker room or the girls' bathroom if I just wear a skirt that day? Hell yeah. And then he sexually assaults? Oh, you want to talk the lawsuits. Bring on the ACLU. Because I can guarantee you there are more parents in this school district that are for boys and girls. No they, no Z, no trans boy in the women's bathroom, no trans girl in the boys' bathroom. This is a joke. This is imagination land. But yet we have parents that are just allowing this to happen. Well, it's their choice. No. If you have a 9-year-old child that is confused about its gender, there's an adult putting thoughts into his head. 9 years old, you're not thinking about your gender. When I was 9 years old, I was thinking about He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. At 9 years old now, I'm assuming it's PlayStation, Xbox, TikTok, I don't know, Facebook, something social media. Nobody is thinking about, well, I really think I'm a boy or I really think I'm a girl. The only reason that that is being put in their head is either the parents are a fucking bunch of idiots or you have a teacher that should not be anywhere near children trying to manipulate and change their views. As a teacher, your whole job, you have one job as a teacher. If you're an algebra teacher, you teach that child algebra. If you're a history teacher, you teach that child history. You don't influence that child to, hey, go get your COVID shot. I won't tell. Hey, you really want to be a girl. In some states, Michigan is turning into one of them. You don't have to tell your parents that you want to have a sex change. You want to be a girl. You want to be a boy. You want to be the opposite sex. They don't have to tell the parents. The school systems, and I've said this for years, once that child walks into that school, you no longer have any type of ownership of that child. That is a government entity at that point. The schools are taking control of your children. If you are a trans student and you feel you need to change the whole community standards for the whole Shiawassee County Schools, and that's where my kids go, Shiawassee County Schools. If you are a trans student, you feel you need to change the whole district policy for one student or two students when you have thousands of students in the school district, get out of school and be homeschooled. You have no business trying to change a policy to fit you who are so far in the minority that it's not even funny. And again, it's the parents, because on the converse side, we as parents that don't agree with this, we're just like, this is wrong. I don't like this. Where are we at these board meetings? Where are we making our voices heard that this is beyond ridiculous and we will not stand for it? Listen, just this past Wednesday was count day for Corona Public Schools. If I would have known about this on count day, my son would not have been in school. You want to hit these, you want to make your voice heard, go to the school board meetings. But you also take your kids out of the school district. That's their money. They get funding by how many kids are in that school district. If you don't like what's going on in that school district, there's two options. You either send them to a charter school or you send them to homeschool. Okay, so before I end this topic, I want you to hear what Donald Trump's thoughts on this are. Because say what you want about Donald Trump. In 2016, I was all for the guy. In 2022, 2024, a little bit of luster has gone off. But if he continues to talk like this, he's got my vote. Listen to this.
The left-wing gender insanity being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. Can you believe this? I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable. We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, we will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, and we will protect the rights of parents from being forced to allow their minor child to assume a gender which is new and an identity without the parents' consent. The identity will not be new, and it will not be without parental consent. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today. It was all when the radical left invented it just a few years ago. Under my leadership, this madness will end.
How do you argue with that? That right there will give Donald Trump my vote. You will have people arguing that. There are people on the left that no longer look at, and Donald Trump is absolutely right. Never in the history of mankind have we ever had to determine that there's more than two sexes. Listen, if you look at a dog, if you look at a cat, you look at a monkey, you look at a bat, you look at a squirrel, you look at a fish, how many genders are there? We are the only species, according to the radical left, that have multiple genders. No other species does. This is all a game. They don't care about you. The left doesn't care about you and your trans and you and you wanna transition. They don't care until it's election time. And listen, they are promoting this to five-year-olds, kindergartners. Do you really think when a child is 7 years old and they get a gender, they want to, you know, we're radicalizing them. We're telling them, oh, you're trapped in a boy's body when you're a girl. Do you think that when that child becomes an adult, if they get that surgery, that they may not really have wanted to do that? This is a form of child abuse. Everything that Donald Trump said is 100% spot on. And again, I don't care if you're straight. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're trans. But here's my issue. You have the minority, and I mean the super minority of people that are dictating policy for the rest of us who have no desire to dictate any type of policy. This shouldn't even be a policy to be talked about. But the radical left makes it a policy. So thank you, Justin, for sending me that. That was amazing. You actually found me a new podcast to listen to. That's awesome. Let me know what you think. Now, lastly, I'm going to piggyback this. This is a horrible, horrible story out of New Jersey. 14-year-old Adriana Cooch. Cooch. I knew a girl by the name, same spelling. It was Cooch, so I'm going to call her that, Adriana Cooch. She attended Central Regional High School in Berkeley Township, New Jersey. She was found dead at home 2 days after being assaulted and it being placed on video and posted online. The alarming video showed several students attacking the teen, hitting her with a water bottle as she walked away or walked with her boyfriend in a school hallway. In the 22nd clip viewed by the local news outlet, a person is heard yelling, "That's what you get, you stupid AB." The assailants are seen punching, kicking, and pulling Adriana's hair while others laugh and record this vicious assault. Adriana's devastated father, Michael, told ABC7, "They think it's fun to attack people and take videos and post them." Getting hit with a water bottle didn't hurt Adriana. What hurt her was the embarrassment and humiliation. They just kept coming at her, he said. "My daughter actually blacks out and they don't call an ambulance. They don't take her into the nurse's office. I've never been in a fight before," she said. She was 98 pounds, 5'2", and she loved everybody. 2 days after this assault. Now, keep in mind, she was assaulted. She had bruises all over her body. She had two black eyes. She was left on the floor. She blacked out. Nobody got the school nurse. Nobody called an ambulance. This is what's going on in our schools in America. There is a huge, and I can't even call this a bullying problem. This is assault. This is, in my opinion, this is murder. What these students did to this young woman caused her to kill herself. That is murder. Capital punishment. I'm sorry. I am a big proponent of capital punishment. If you kill somebody, you need to die. Now, I'm going to go a step further. I just had this conversation a little bit ago with a customer of mine. Shouldn't be talking politics at work, but she brought it up. My theory is, however you killed these people or that person that put you on death row, that's how you die. I will never forget, as I was growing up, I grew up in white suburbia, Saginaw Township, Michigan. Just to the, well, it would be east side. It is a city of Saginaw, and Saginaw is pretty rough. And I will never forget, there was a young lady who was abducted by a group of black teenagers, and these black teenagers threw her in the back of their car, drove around Saginaw, constantly raping her as they drove around, and then after they got done raping her, they sexually assaulted her with a screwdriver before plunging that screwdriver in her so many times that she died. The assailants, the murderers, are in prison right now. They're milking, they're juicing our taxpayer dollars. We're paying for them. Those people should be dead. And in my opinion, those people, as a punishment, need to be raped and then killed with a screwdriver. Do you want to stop the crime problem in this country? If you torture somebody before you kill them, that's how you die. That will make somebody think twice about what they're doing. But here, and this is ridiculous. And this, again, it's a parent problem. I would like to think that I raised every one of my kids better than what these kids that beat the living tar out of this girl. I would like to think I raised my kids better. Oh, there we go. Cosmic Dreamer said I did. If my kids ever beat the tar out of somebody like this, well, they would get a beating like I got. And that's the problem nowadays. We are so afraid. Well, listen, if we discipline our children, my daughter had a friend that she was in a split home. Her parents got divorced. She was over at her dad's house, and her dad made her clean her room because it was a pigsty. She called CPS on her father. CPS came out there and performed an investigation because he yelled at her for cleaning her room. Oh my God. When I grew up, if my room was a trash heap and I didn't clean it, I'm either getting the belt, the yardstick, or the spatula. And nobody batted an eye. If I acted up in a public place, if I was in Kmart and acted up, oh my God, I got beat right there. This is what needs to happen. We have become so soft as parents. We will not discipline our children because, oh, disciplining is wrong. No. When you discipline your child, when you spank your child, and I'm not talking about beating the hell out of them. Listen, when I was in school and when I was in middle school, I had a buddy that he had to go to the principal's office. And back then, the principal was allowed to hit or spank or what? Well, we had the paddle. He was allowed to paddle your ass. And this principal drilled holes in that paddle to make it more aerodynamic. And I had a buddy who got 3 swats with that thing. And guess what? He never did anything wrong again because he learned his lesson. Nowadays, these kids don't care. What's going to happen to them? These kids now are charged. Three or four of these kids that beat up this young woman have been charged. What's going to happen to them? The worst thing that's going to happen to them is they're going to go to prison for 5 years. They should be dead. They should be dead. If you are old enough to beat somebody like that, to bully somebody like that, you are old enough to face the consequences. I'm a firm believer. You want to stop bullying? Here in Corona, we have a huge bullying problem. The school will sit there and say, we are active against bullying. You are not active against bullying. You turn a blind eye to it. There are kids in this school district that go to my kid's school, and they'll bully my son. Because my son has respect. I have taught my son to be respectful. There are parents out there that don't give a shit, that don't care what their kids do, that have no interaction with their kids and what they're doing on a daily basis. And these kids are running rampant, and they're assholes. They're downright assholes. And it's a parenting problem. Yeah, and Cosmic Dreamer's like, well, they'll use the excuse, kids will be kids. No. That's not kids. Kids go out and they play. Yes, kids will have arguments. Kids may fight. But you know what? I've been in 2 fights in my life. And both times I got into a fight at school, those 2 people I fought became extremely good friends of mine. You know, want to know why? Because we fought, we got that out of our system, and we respected each other after that. Now, these kids nowadays will beat you till you're dead, or they're just going to bring a gun and shoot you. What a bunch of fucking pansies. This is a topic that I do not like to talk about because it gets me riled up, as you can tell. There are kids in my school district, the same school district that is focusing on, well, we need trans bathrooms, focus on the bullying problem you have in the school. And I know my school district is no different than any other school district. Until we teach these kids, listen, here in Michigan, this past week, there were schools shut down left and right because some asshole called in a shooting threat to multiple in Saginaw, in Okemos, and I think it was Jackson and Lansing, all these school districts. Throw the damn book at them. Put them in prison. Put them in an adult prison. Show them what life is really like when you screw up and do something stupid. Because when you just send them home and say, oh, you don't do that again, or you're on house arrest. Oh, my God, wait a minute. You're going to make me stay home and play PlayStation all day? Fuck, I'm doing this all day. I'll do this right when I get out just so I don't have to go to school and I can play PlayStation all day. Because the parents don't give a damn. The parents are too busy working because the economy we're in now, you can't survive unless both parents are working. Unless one of the parents has a phenomenally paying job. Most of us don't. So both parents have to work. So we have no idea what our kids are doing most of the time during the day. This is a huge, huge issue. And until we decide as a society to hold these kids accountable, it's never going to get any better. Because these kids, they don't care. They're growing up without any parental supervision. Nobody is telling them what's right and what's wrong. And then we got teachers telling or trying to indoctrinate them. I used to really love teachers, but I am really, and there are some really good teachers, but there are a lot of them that they're horrible. Their whole point is to indoctrinate. If you are teaching anything to these kids other than the subject that is on that report card, you are failing as a teacher and you should be removed from your position. Just my opinion, not the opinion of a trained professional. Or am I? All right, everybody. Thank you for the show ideas. We'll keep them coming. Contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net or the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.